Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Hello, American. Happy Tuesday. Wow. We're one day from one of the biggest witnesses in the Joe Biden impeachment inquiry. That being an interview tomorrow, a transcribed interview with James Biden, his brother. Yes, the guy that was involved in the CEFC China deal, the guy that was involved in taking a large loan from a failing healthcare, rural healthcare company, something that the trustee, the bankruptcy trustee, said she couldn't find any evidence of value or contracts or loan documents even. That sounds familiar, right? We keep hearing about loans, and loans seem to mean cash for the Bidens. I don't know if it really means a loan or debt, as some people see. Well, that's a very big development. But today, another big development based on some reporting done right here at Just the News with my great colleague, Stephen Richards. A little while ago, Jim Jordan and James Comer, the two chairmen overseeing the House impeachment inquiry, they sent a request for records for anything involving Patrick Ho, the former CEFC executive who was convicted of bribery in a federal court in New York. He, of course, was not only part of the CEFC transactions that routed millions to the Biden family businesses, but also was paid $1 million retainer to Hunter Biden just to help him find a lawyer. They pay $1 million just to help him find a lawyer. Think about that. That is all certain to come up in tomorrow's conversations as well, since James Biden had contact, at least one contact, with Patrick Ho, had a lot of contacts with the CEFC officials. In fact, James Biden, the brother of the president, was the first that we know of to tell the FBI that Joe Biden attended a meeting with the Chinese energy officials from CEFC in 2017. I guess his brother didn't get the message because he's been denying for years he ever met with any of the business partners. I guess he was wrong about that. All right. So that's what's up to speed there. I want to turn for a second to a story that I wrote this morning. It's very important to me personally. I, of course, cut my teeth as a great investigative reporter back during the 9/11 era, including unmasking a lot of the failures of the United States government when the Bush administration and the CIA and the FBI were saying, we got sucker punched by Al-Qaeda during the 9/11 attacks. I showed otherwise, that there were enormous warning signs, Arabs training at U.S. pilot schools, communications that were intercepted but not evaluated. And I won some awards, and I helped change the narrative on 9/11. Then we watched the war in Afghanistan for 20 years, two decades, try to roust the Taliban and Al-Qaeda from Afghanistan. But this morning, a sobering and dark revelation of all places coming from the United Nations Analytical Support and Sanctions Monitoring Team. That's basically the terrorist watch team. It's one of the parts of the UN that has a lot of credibility because what it does, it takes the best intelligence of member nations like the United States, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and others, and puts it into reports. Well, this UN group said that Al-Qaeda has reconstituted as many as 8 training camps and 5 religious schools on Afghan soil under the Taliban's rule, under the Taliban's protection. That means, remember, it was those Al-Qaeda training camps during an earlier Taliban rule that were the breeding grounds for the horrible 9/11 attack that we so devastatingly suffered here. So that is a very important development. And you take that. Okay, so that's another consequence of the Joe Biden failed pullout of Afghanistan, leaving behind the $80+ billion in military equipment, allowing the Taliban to take control of the country again after 2 decades out of power, allowing the Bagram air base to fall. But now, enabling Al-Qaeda to get a stronghold in that horrible country again. I think that's a really big one to absorb. Now, you take that. That's bad enough. But now you find out a separate report by John Sopko, a good friend of mine, someone I've known for a long time, the U.S. Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, or SIGR, as it's called. He reported that the Taliban, since they resumed control of the country in 2021, that they have received about $2.9 billion in Western aid, and almost all of it, $2.6 billion, only $300 million didn't come. Almost $2.6 billion of it came from the United States government, State Department, USAID, NGOs that get money from the federal government, meaning the United States taxpayer is propping up the Taliban government, which is giving safe harbor to Al-Qaeda to have those training camps and have some of its leadership in protected areas there. Just swallow that incongruity for a second. It is a really troubling picture that these two reports, which, by the way, the mainstream media or the legacy media didn't really give enough attention to. That's why I took the time to really develop this out in a big way. Tomorrow, we're going to dedicate a good part of the show to that conversation. I just want to get you to the story on that. If you want the headlines, you can find it quickly on Just the News. It is the number one trending story on the site right now. Resurgent Al-Qaeda training camp's latest black eye for Biden Afghanistan withdrawal. Very important story. There's some important comments from Congressman Greg Stube as well, which you probably heard over the weekend. All right, that is enough for the overview, the flyover of the news today. There's a lot of other things going on. Be sure to check them out at justthenews.com or download the Just the News apps from the Android and Apple stores. But I want to turn to something a little bit timely. Today's guest lineup, we've got two good ones. Patrick Morrisey is the Attorney General of West Virginia. He scored one of the biggest wins against the regulatory state of the federal government in the case West Virginia versus EPA a couple years ago. He's got several other major lawsuits challenging the expansion of federal regulatory powers without congressional consent. He'll join us to talk about those lawsuits. And also, oh, he's running for United States Senate. That's a big deal in for West Virginia governor. Excuse me. Yeah, he's running for West Virginia governor because the West Virginia governor is running for a Senate seat, the one being vacated by Joe Manchin. So Patrick Morrisey at the top of the show, that's going to be a really great interview. We always learn a lot from him and his lawsuits and his litigation. And then in the second part of the broadcast, I want to go back to a threat that a lot of people don't realize is real until they get struck by it. By that time, it's too late. Aggravation, misery, and expense are already accruing. But in this era of all of our records being digitized and online, on the internet, a thing called home title theft is really growing as a crime. Someone steals the documents for your home online, forges them, takes out a loan against your equity, starts accruing big debt against you, and you find out 90 to 120 days later when someone says, hey, sir, you owe me a large debt because someone took a loan out on your house. You're like, no, I didn't. Well, that happens a lot. Our good friends at Home Title Lock, they'll want to help you prevent that from happening. And today, we are very lucky to be joined by a former FBI leader, someone who worked on this sort of work for a very long time. And it's something that a lot of people just don't know about. But in the second half of the interview, Art Fitzenmaier, retired FBI agent, will join us. We'll talk about how home title theft happens, how it's been made easier by the internet era, what Home Title Lock does to protect you. And also, if you don't have protection and lightning strikes and you get hit by one of these digital thieves, just what your life's going to look like for the next 6 months to a year, because it could take a year or two to unwind it. That's what Art's going to talk about today. We've got a great show. What a great lineup. I'm super excited about that. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to kick things off with Patrick Morrissey, the Attorney General for West Virginia, may soon be the next governor of West Virginia in November. We'll see how that does. All right. All right, folks. With that, we'll be right back after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In the great state of West Virginia. You may have seen this story on our website at justinnews.com. The Attorney General there, Patrick Morrissey, well known on this show, said he thinks it's time for Vice President Kamala Harris to invoke the 25th president. Why not? Because the Justice Department prosecutor said he didn't have his marbles. He couldn't be prosecuted because he had such a bad memory. You remember that, right? Well, we're very lucky to be joined by the man who started that conversation, General Patrick Morrissey, right now. Sir, good to have you back on the show.
Hey, John and Amanda, it's good to join you again, and there are a lot of great things going on in West Virginia, so we urge all of your viewers to come visit.
We love it. You're a neighbor to my home state of Virginia. We go to West Virginia often, so we love it. So I want to ask quickly, there's been a lot of controversy, a lot of discussion, but I think you got to the heart of the matter, which is if Joe Biden's not competent enough to have criminal liability for the keeping of his documents, is he capable of being president? You wanted to force that question onto Vice President Harris. Tell us what happened.
Absolutely. So I think many Americans know what happened last week with the special counsel report. It was an absolute damning report of President Biden, and it certainly did not declare him innocent. It basically indicated that they wouldn't go after him because they didn't think they could convict him and show the necessary mens rea, because he was an elderly man and he may have some mental infirmities. In other words, he can't remember, and therefore they didn't think they'd be able to convict him of a crime. So when you hear about that and you realize that he's mentally infirm on one hand, and therefore they're not going to be bringing criminal charges, they're not going to go forward with impeachment, you start to really wonder and say, okay, if that's the case, then how on earth does he discharge his duties as president of the United States? Either you're mentally infirm and you don't get charged, but then you don't serve as president, or you have cognitive capacity and then you face the music from Attorney General Merrick Garland and you still remain as president, at least until the impeachment process concludes.
Yeah.
Mr. Attorney General, while I think that your opinion is highly qualified and reputable, the Vice President, Kamala Harris, might not feel the same way. So therefore, she might not be entitled to take up your opinion and actually move forward with any type of 25th Amendment. But I think that there are other people around her who might be echoing the same sentiments after what we saw last week. Do you think that might be the case?
Look, I think so. I don't know how you can read the special counsel report or, quite frankly, see Joe Biden in plain view without knowing that his mental capacity is diminished. And I think right now Joe Biden has the burden to demonstrate to the American public that he is capable of continuing to serve as president. And look, this is a situation that's been growing for some time. I'm not the only one to point this out, but it's very serious. Imagine we have an international crisis. What's going to happen in that particular moment in time? And that's why I raise it. Certainly, from my perspective, it's not desirable to have a Biden or a Kamala Harris as president. But I think we have to focus on the Constitution and the importance of having someone who can serve as commander-in-chief. And while I may not care for Kamala Harris's politics, the reality is that this president, if you believe the special counsel's report, that he's not in a position to serve anymore. So that's why I asked the question, and I'm hopeful this is going to generate a national debate about the inconsistency between you're not able to serve for purposes of the criminal prosecution, but you're certainly very capable to be president. That's wildly inconsistent, and that has to get resolved.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we're going to see a version of this on March 12th in the House, because that's when Robert Hur, the special counsel, is going to testify. I'm sure that question is going to get a lot of asking in that very particular day. So I want to turn to another big issue, because you have fought for American energy independence and for common sense regulations. Your work led to the landmark lawsuit, West Virginia versus EPA. Another thing just happened. After telling us Joe Biden wanted to free Europe from Russia's grip of energy, and wanted to do things to reduce carbon in the economy, which in the environment, which, by the way, natural gas does. He all of a sudden said no more LNG exports. Why did he do that?
Well, look, it's hard to understand the rationale behind the Biden administration when it comes to their energy policy, because it seems that they're trying to shut down American energy independence. I know we've talked many a time on your show in terms of the policies of the Biden Green New Deal, how problematic it is. But we wrote a letter, and we co-led that letter along with Kansas and Indiana and Louisiana, pointing out how problematic it was to just, without any authority at all, cut out these export permits. I'm in a state that really cares a lot about natural gas. We're the fifth largest producer of energy in the country. So when you have an administration that arbitrarily eliminates the ability to export, that hurts jobs right here in West Virginia, and it hurts jobs across the country. So that's why you saw so many states reach out and weigh in. And I think it's just yet another effort on the part of this administration to have a radical policy, put Green New Deal, get rid of all fossil fuels. It's just ridiculous on its face, but we're pointing this out to them, and this could be a prelude to some other legal action.
Yeah, that's important.
Interesting. Sir, forgive me because I'm not up to date or well-versed on the entire docket for the Supreme Court this year. But I do believe that something, a statute that we have talked about on this show often, the Chevron Doctrine, might be revisited, and that could have a whole slew of effects across the board. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a big case that's pending right now. It was argued just a few weeks ago, the Loper case. It's actually a fascinating case because the administration was going after these fishermen and indicating that they were required to carry these government monitors on their boats and pay for them at the same time, even though that was not clearly spelled out in the statute. So there was a legal challenge to that. And my office actually led the state-based amicus brief. We're questioning this deference that the courts have given to the federal agencies since the 1980s. It's been a huge problem. And a lot of times when people talk about the swamp and the administrative state, you know, it's just kind of a buzzword. But really what it is when the Congress or the courts give an inordinate amount of power to these federal agencies, and those agencies then try to seize even more power and act without authority of Congress. That's what's happening here with Chevron deference. That's what's happening in this Loper case. So we wanted to weigh in, and a lot of groups have weighed in as well, that Congress needs to be plain in its language, clearly delegate authority to the federal agencies, and not just say, hey, if it's a tough matter of law, you need expertise, we're going to let you make the decisions. There has to be authority that comes from the legislative branch. And I think that the more we can message that, the better off we are, because that gets us back to good constitutional governance and that law that's consistent with our founders.
Yeah. And so I think a lot of people look and they realize the administrative state has been reined in a very big way in the last couple of years, starting with West Virginia v. EPA, then the student loan. But then they see Joe Biden turn right around and start to do the same things again. At some point, there seems to be a flashpoint where there's going to be have to be a political consequence, or the administrative state will just ignore the courts. Are you concerned that there's some ignorance to some of the principles and letter of these rulings thus far?
Look, I think you're exactly right. Obviously, West Virginia v. EPA was one of the biggest separation of powers cases in a generation, and it really stood for a pretty basic concept. Congress should make the law, and that the executive agencies can't just seize it when it doesn't belong. You can't reorder the nation's power grid, or you can't move everyone to mandatory electric vehicles by 2032. You can't do massive industry-shaping economic decisions without the clear authority of Congress. But we are worried that the Biden administration and even some courts are not following it. So it's going to take a lot of dedication on the part of the state attorneys general, on the part of Congress. I think this Congress needs to do even more oversight, focusing in on how the Biden administration is overstepping its bounds. But this is something that's actually applicable to all political parties. Everyone needs to watch the growth of the federal government. It's gone way too big for its britches.
Yeah, good point.
Sure has. I love the use of that word, britches. Sir, we know, we talked to many West Virginians who love you. Your work speaks for itself. You are seeking a different job. You've got a big day coming up on May 14th, I believe. Your campaign, that's the primary for that day. Tell us about it. We got about 45 seconds.
Absolutely. No, I think things are going very well. As many of your viewers know, I'm running for governor of the state. And I think my background as attorney general, taking on federal overreach, the deep state, far left woke ideas, really has made me uniquely qualified. I'm the only proven conservative running for governor. And I'm hopeful that West Virginians will see that experience and know that I'm the guy that's going to be able to lift up our standard of living, drive educational attainment, and be the warrior that stops all the insanity going on in Washington, D.C. So I appreciate the opportunity to be with you. I'm grateful for your time.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, Art Fissemeyer is going to be here. He is an FBI agent who knows a lot about home title theft, a very scary cybercrime. You're going to want to hear that from our good partners at Home Title Lock in a second. But before we do that, I want to take a quick tour through some of our great sponsors and players. Home Title Lock, one of them. But another is Hillsdale College. My good friends there, where I've spoken before and have lots of great friends, they are offering some new free online courses. One of them by my good friend and, of course, Just the News podcast host, Victor Davis Hanson. He has got a brand new course called American Citizenship and Its Decline. I think a lot of people know that sounds ominous, but it sounds kind of ringing true, right? Well, VDH, as I call him, Victor Davis Hanson, gives an 8-lecture course exploring the history of citizenship in the West, in the United States, the threats it's facing today, particularly from ideology born of Marxist tradition, threats like the erosion of the middle class, the disappearance of our borders, the growth of an unaccountable deep state, and of course, the rise of globalist organizations like the World Economic Forum, the WEF. This course is self-paced so that you can start whenever and wherever you want. Start your free course today, American Citizenship and Its Decline, by the one and only Victor Davis Hanson. How do you do that? Go to hillsdale.edu/justnews. One more time, hillsdale.edu/justnews. It's free, it's easy, and it is food for thought. One more time, hillsdale.edu/justnews. All right, folks, we'll be right back with a scary tale of how home title theft occurs with a former FBI agent right after these messages.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. As you know, as we get more and more digitized in America, there's a lot of conveniences to that, but there's also a lot of potential security risks, and no place is that more apparent than in the digitization and easy access that everybody now has to home title deeds, the home titles and deeds. It makes it easy for a criminal, a cyber criminal, to go and try to fake the sale of your house to them and then to take out a loan and steal the equity against your house. And it's not a theoretical threat. It actually has happened. As you know, we've had many criminals who've done it come on the show and say, this is how we did it. It's becoming an increasingly important crime. And one of the things that I'm most proud of here at Just the News is we've got this great partnership with our friends at Home Title Lock. They are the experts in helping Americans protect their homes from this sort of new cyber theft, which is a very, very real threat to in the American cyber community right now. We're going to bring in a retired FBI agent who's also a senior advisor at Home Title Lock, Art Fitzenmeyer. He has been working on this. He not only advises Home Title Lock, he knows exactly how the bad guys have been carrying this out. And we're very lucky to have Art on the show today. Art, welcome. Good to have you on.
Good morning. Really nice to be here, John. Looking forward to it every time I get to talk to you.
Same here. We love the conversations, and I love educating people because by the time a burglar, one of these cyber burglars has your home, it's too late. And being able to help people understand how this happens and how you can protect yourself, I think it's such a great public service. Let's start with what you know. You're a retired FBI agent. You saw all these sort of crimes. What is home title theft? How does it happen?
Home title theft is simply, and the term house stealing actually was probably coined by the FBI 10 or 12 years ago, quite frankly. And what it means is that somebody gets a hold of your title, either online or actually go down to the county recorder's office, wherever you live, and just get a copy of it for a buck. And then they forge that title. They change all the names on it from your name as the owner to their name or their false identity. And that, when filed for a small fee at the county recorder's office, changes the ownership of your property from your name to their name. And so when somebody looks at the record, they're going to see who the owner of record is. It's not going to be you. And then they can go out and use that information with the equity that you have in your house as collateral to get a loan, or sometimes in even more aggravated situations, actually sell the house from under you. Now, they don't want the house. They want the cash that they can get out of it one way or another. And quite frankly, once the transaction takes place, and they've got the cash, they're gone, and you're in big trouble because you are going to have somebody knocking on your door, the lender, and say, look, you haven't paid your mortgage. You haven't paid this loan for 90 days or 120 days. And so we're going to go to court and foreclose on your house so we can sell it and get our money back. And if that's what the case is with you, then you are going to have to resolve this. Because if you don't challenge it in court, then the court is going to order your house sold and somebody will be knocking on your door to put a sign on the door, you know, to tell you that it's, you know, house is going to be sold on the courthouse steps. I mean, it happens. And when it does, it's just devastating. So your options are one, you know, stand by and watch this all occur, hire an attorney at $600 an hour. And by the way, if you file suit, this is a civil suit that you're going to be filing. And so that could take 2 years in court because the criminal lawsuits are always heard first. There's a, you know, Speedy Trial Act issues with a crime. So you're going to be paying an attorney for a couple of years to monitor this, take it through the process, gather evidence, take depositions, all those things and you can run up a bill of $30,000 to $50,000 in a heartbeat. Real estate law is actually a lot more complicated than people think. Believe me, you will need an attorney. So at the end, you hope the judge is going to believe you and give you your house back. And you may get your house back, and they may, the lender is going to be on the hook for the money, but you are going to have a legal bill that's going to be knee-buckling, quite frankly. I mean, I've actually worked with somebody, this is probably almost 3 or 4 years ago that I was talking with them, and they fell into the trap. They completely unaware that their title was a public document, that the criminal could go and change it and steal their equity. So they ended up having to go to court to try to get back the house they already owned, quite frankly. And it took them so long and so much money that when it was all said and done, they had to sell the house to pay the legal bills.
Ugh. Double victimized, right? First you get victimized by losing the and then you get victimized by paying to get your house back. That's crazy.
And it's not only a financial nightmare, it's an emotional nightmare that can last for years. And you just, you know, you really don't want to go down that road. And the best way to not go down that road is to find out that somebody is tinkering with your title without your knowledge, and you find out before they have a chance to drain all the equity out of your house. You know, for most people, John, your viewers listening, or your listeners right now, and your viewers on your podcast, the most important part and the most substantial part of their personal assets is the equity in their home. I know it's my case and most everybody. So, and you're not protecting that if you just let it sit there and hope it doesn't happen to you. And if it does, you know, it's the beginning of a nightmare. Let me give you a little story that I tell people, and I have a little bit of time here, is that, you know, I say to somebody, and I'll say to you, John, did your house burn down last night? Did it?
No, not at all.
I hope not.
No. It's still standing when I left this morning.
And I was afraid somebody will say yes, and I'll feel like that's a real jerk.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have used that anecdote.
So, whoops, that's a mistake. But really, so did you cancel your coverage?
Heck no.
Your fire coverage this morning?
No way. No chance.
Well, why not? You don't need it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the wrong thinking. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, and the answer is, you know, you'll say, you know, it's devastating, and, you know, I want the coverage. But if your neighbor, in the meantime, was a victim of title theft and lost, say, $400,000 or $600,000 through the scheme, they would go to the police, and the police would say, well, you know, you've got a dispute with your lender. You better get an attorney. And one of the differences is wouldn't it be nice if the company that had the coverage, the fire coverage for your house, called you the night before, sent you an email the night before and said, you know, that towel on the counter next to your stove is going to catch on fire and burn your house down. I mean, it'd be really, really nice to get that email the day before it happened. Well, if you have home title lock and somebody tinkering with your title, you'll get that email. You'll get that forewarning, and you'll be able to take the appropriate action by using our platinum level, I have to say, customer service to help you work through the entire process to get your title cleaned up and returned to your name. It's simple math almost.
It is. And once you start down this tragedy, it's not only a financial drain, it's an emotional drain. People are busy. This is like the most avoidable crisis you could possibly have in your life. I want to talk about one thing that I think you touched on it, but of all the crimes that, you know, people face, this is one that's the most silent. You may not know for 3, 4, 6 months after it happens, which puts you in a really big hole. That's part of what the bad guys are banking on, right?
Yeah. Well, look, if once they get the check, and today's not even a check, the money's transferred to, you know, a bank, but the ink doesn't dry on that before it's transferred offshore or someplace where you can't get at it anyway. And it's done in a false name, so you can't track down who it is actually behind it. So the only way you really can protect yourself is to spend a few bucks. Look, Home Title Lock is not expensive. It's, you know, for a year, it's $199. But just think about it. If you skipped one of your drive-through designer coffees once a week, at the end of the year, you'd have money left over and would have paid for Home Title Lock. And you would have the comfort of knowing that nobody's going to be able to steal the most important part of your assets from you when you're not looking, and that's your home equity. And that's what Home Title Lock does. They give you that peace of mind. And if there's an issue, they give you that platinum quality support to resolve the issue in your favor. If you, you know, just want to skip past the graveyard, I mean, that's fine. And it's pennies a day to do this and to not do it. Look, when I first was approached by this company almost 8 years ago now, I looked at it and I knew instantly I was very, very vulnerable. I live in California, so out here, house values are nuts anyway, but and I knew immediately, not only did I cover my house, I covered my daughter's house and my son's house. I have an elderly mother-in-law, and I covered her house because I wanted to make sure they didn't get surprised. And my mother-in-law, at the end of her life, she has since passed away, and both of my children, I didn't want them to get in a position where, you know, they could, their finances could be compromised for years if they got caught up in a mess like this. So it's just plain common sense. You should sign up and you should cover, protect your most important asset. And that's the place, you know, you're probably sitting right now while you're listening to this. That's your house.
It is. That's your biggest, important. Your big, you know, for most people, the biggest investment they're ever going to make in their life.
Oh, yeah. You know, and so some people are fortunate enough to have a second home. That's even more dangerous because, you know, you lose track of whether you didn't get a utility bill or a tax bill, and then, you know, you got a second home, and they're going to take the equity out of that. You can say goodbye to that. You're not going to be able to, you know, keep two homes going with a, you know, a $50,000 legal bill to, you know, yeah. And, you know, people need to also think about this. If you have your home that you love and you've, you know, poured money and love into the home, And at some point it looks like, you know, you're going to lose it. You know, you might want to think very carefully about how you can prevent that from happening. And that's exactly what Home Title Lock does 24/7. And we do it as far as I'm concerned, we do it better than anybody else. And if something happens, our people will be on top of it immediately. You'll get an email. This is all done by our software, by the way. We're very sophisticated.
It really is. It's so automated. It's easy to do, too. It's the amazing thing about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the software, actually, the software will send you an alert that they've been monitoring, and we monitor every title 24/7. And they'll send you an alert saying that there's been some activity on your account, and you should sign into your account right away. Because we will not only tell you there's an alert, we'll show you what the alert, the documents are that cause the alert. So you'll know in a heartbeat. Now, sometimes, you know, the small thing, you'll get a home equity loan or something like that. And you'll get an alert even when you do it yourself.
That's a good thing because then you know it's working. Yeah. Yeah. You got that confirmation.
Yeah.
That,
yeah. Sure.
No,
yeah.
That's what is
so,
really.
You know, Don't sit around and think, well, it won't happen to me. You know, that fire in your kitchen, we hope won't happen to you. I especially hope it when I ask that question. but it's so important to have that peace of mind that some guy that you don't know, maybe from, you know, someplace else in the world, quite frankly.
Right. Could be in Russia.
Yeah. And you don't do anything about it because you don't know about it. And that's the real scary part of this, to have somebody knock on your door 3 months later. And
you're in a big debt.
And all of a sudden you.
Yeah.
Oh, it just, what do you do? Well, if you have home title lock, you call us.
That's all you have to do.
But if you had home title lock, you'd have had that call 3 months earlier.
That's right. That's the beauty of it. Well, folks, you know, Sean Hannity is a good friend of mine. He is a big fan of Home Title Lock. I'm a big fan of Home Title Lock. Obviously, Art is, and he's doing some extraordinary work over the years to protect Americans like you and me. This is a very simple thing to go do, and I really want to encourage you to do it today. We've got a special offer because of our partnership with our good friends like Art at Home Title Lock. You go to HomeTitleLock.com, and you enter the promo code JUSTNEWS. You go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code JUSTNEWS, and when you do, you're going to get your first 30 days free of charge, and you're going to get a free assessment. There's going to be an initial research to make sure something isn't already afoot on your home. And then after that, you got a virtual locker on your home. You're going to be protected with the great work of Home Title Lock. Art, when someone gets going, just tell us what the process is like and then some parting thoughts from you about the comfort everybody has once you sign up for this.
Well, it's very simple. You go to the website, and almost the landing page and every page thereafter is this section. There's an icon to pick on to sign up. And when you sign up, you fill out the information, your information. Of course, you have to have a credit card. We need that information. That's how the world works these days. Yeah. And then you have to put down the contact information, phone number, as well as an email, because that's how this all is going to operate. Now, many times when people will sign up, they will, our software will detect a problem, and they will say, we can't implement this until you resolve this one issue. Now, you know, I've been in some recorder's offices. These people are hardworking, but they're really busy. And every once in a while, they misfile something. Someone with a similar name, for instance, and so it goes into the wrong file, and it's easily resolved. And we do this many times every week, quite frankly. Find somebody that's got that little wobble in their title, and we, you know, straighten it out for them right away. But if down the road and you don't catch this, and down the road you're deciding you're going to sell your house because you're going to downsize or upsize or whatever it may be. And when you do that, you have a buyer that's going to buy your house, and you're on the hook to buy the house that you're going to move into. And it's all on a 30-day calendar while they do the title search. And they find something wrong with the title. It can stop it in its tracks. It may take a few days. It may take a couple of weeks. But that can derail the entire string of sales, the one you're going to buy, the one you're selling, and the new buyer that wants your house. So that way, you also know not only are the bad guys going to get stopped in their tracks, we're going to clean up any problems that could haunt you down the road as well. So it's a little plus that we really don't, you know, that we really don't advertise, because we hope we don't find it. But when we do, we clean it up.
Clean it right up, and then you have that additional peace of mind. Guys, this is it's why Sean and I and so many other great people talk about this. This is a great investment. It takes years of worry off your mind and years of stress. God forbid anything ever happens. And it's backed by such extraordinary people like Art. Go today and go to HomeTitleLock.com, and you can use the promo code JUSTNEWS. You're going to get a free first assessment and 30 days free of the service. That is a great deal. Art, first, a big thank you for your great service. I know you worked in the FBI for a long time, had a distinguished career. We really appreciate that. And also for making us a lot wiser as homeowners today. We're all going to go check out HomeTitleLock.com today. We really appreciate that.
Yeah. To your listeners, I say skip that cup of coffee this morning, and you got to pay for it.
How about that? That's a deal.
Yeah, it really is. the darn good deal, and you'll have money left over at the end of the year, John.
That's the best part about it. I love it. Well, we're greatly honored to have the conversation, educate everybody, and Art, we really appreciate all that you do to keep us wiser as homeowners. Yeah, I really appreciate the partnership.
Your viewers are lucky to have somebody looking over their shoulder here a little bit on their behalf. I hope they listen to you.
I hope they do as well. They'll be a lot wiser and feel a lot better when they're done. All right, folks, one more time. HotelTitleLock.com, promo code JustNews. Free assessment, first 30 days free. That's a great deal. Art, have a good one. We'll get you back on here real soon.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, folks, that wraps up today's edition of John Solomon Reports. Two quick reminders from two great partners today. If you were jaw-dropped by Art's incredible description in the last segment about home title theft and how easy it is and how horrifying it is to the victims, go right now to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code JustNews. You're going to get 30 days free and a lot of other benefits. Go do that today. And of course, if you want to take up my offer to listen to Victor Davis Hanson's extraordinary lecture, 8 lecture series, actually, American Citizenship and Its Decline, at my good friends at Hillsdale College. All you got to do is go to hillsdale.edu/justnews. That's how you'll get that course free of charge just because you're a Just the News John Solomon Reports fan. All right, that wraps it up. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.